I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
sad news last night as we heard that Coolio passed away at 59 years old. Didn't appear that drugs were a factor. He was at a friend's house. He was in the bathroom for a long time. Friend finally got into that bathroom and saw him unresponsive. Man, I tell you, this brings me back. This was right in the wheelhouse for me watching MTV when videos were still a big thing. And this song from the Dangerous Minds soundtrack, I remember they would have, you know, Coolio singing in a by himself in a different room. Then they put Michelle Pfeiffer in clips from the movie into the video, and she was sitting on a chair, and she was like in control of this rowdy classroom. It's like, I didn't go back and watch it, just like ingrained in my head. And then just a guy who was, he was a hit maker at that time.
Yep.
And really left an impressive legacy. Hadn't heard a lot from him recently, but that was a tough one last night. I got really great memories of Coolio.
Yeah, it kind of came out of the blue. It was like 1993, 94, 95, right in there.
Yeah.
Where he was big. And they say I guess his manager was saying that it's a cardiac arrest, they believe.
Yeah.
So.
It's tough.
R.I.P. to Coolio, man. It was, when you're in the clubs back in the day and they were playing his music, man, everybody's like pumping their fists and everything else. Unbelievable.
So I have to read this because I'm sure Coolio would love this tweet. So one of his buddies, Virgil, who I'm not sure exactly what he does, but he's a friend of Coolio's. And he's got a picture with Coolio in this tweet. So it's a picture of Coolio, a young lady, and this Virgil that Virgil tweets out.
Okay.
And Virgil, says, man, Coolio, my brother, we hit it all across the land, man. I'm broken about this. Here is some blonde begging us both for some meat sauce. R.I.P., my bro.
I love sausage.
Which was just incredible. I mean, you want to talk about the tribute of all tributes? Begging us for some meat sauce.
I think Coolio probably would appreciate
it. Oh, I'm sure. Yes. That's why I wrote it.
He and Virgil had some moments together.
It does sound like they did. So anyway, one of those guys, though, when you hear his name,
you know,
you got good memories, puts a smile on your face with a bunch of great songs. So
I
gone too soon. There was more meat sauce to give. Gone too soon, but
I mean, that is, oh man,
begging us for some meat sauce. Anyway, the Mets need Starling Marte back.
Yes, they do.
Now, remember when he first got hit, the first thing we heard was, maybe not an IL stint. Could be day-to-day.
And now where is he?
It's been 3 weeks.
Yes, I know.
And he's not coming back for the Braves series. And Buck Showalter just recently said it's got to get to the point where he can grip a baseball and grip a bat. He hasn't even gotten to that point.
That's a shame. That is a real shame.
The focus is going to turn when the division race is over to winning a championship. And I don't believe that the Mets can do that without Starling Marte back and contributing. They're going to need him. He's been critical to this offense the entire year. So not only does he have to come back, he has to come back and produce like he's been producing.
Yes.
I mean, if you're going to be able to beat the Dodgers, who, by the way, while we're all wrapped up in the NL East, they won their 107th game last night.
Record setting.
Breaking a record for them in Dodgers history. You know, if you're going to beat them, you need Starling Marte.
It's like the Yankees. If you're gonna win, you need DJ LeMay. You're going to need, you know, they're not going to get Benintendi. It doesn't look like Benintendi or Carpenter is going to be back, which is a shame. But, you know, they got to have all hands on deck. You know, a lot of this is about health. A lot of this is about, you know, the bullpen health. And when you think about the playoffs, yes, it's important to have a starting pitcher that can go six or seven innings. But these games are all won in that area of the game when the bullpen start getting involved.
Yeah, well, and this is why
it's a recent history of what goes on in baseball now.
Yeah, this is why we need to see Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer hand the ball themselves to Edwin Diaz. We need to see that.
Well, I mean, the other guys have done okay. I mean, you know, I'm not sitting here saying that, you know, we got a whole bunch of Mariano Rivera's coming out, but we have our guys that are doing okay. They're doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trevor May's okay. Ottavino's okay. I mean, they've been through these things. They're major league pitchers. This is a roster of, like, I think Billy Epler put a roster together of, like, legit major league baseball players.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, when he signed Canna and Marte and Escobar and Scherzer. And Scherzer, you know, changes the dynamic of the dugout in the locker room and then brings in Buck Showalter as the manager. It's like the thing is a really professional operation. It really is.
No.
And we've watched it unfold throughout the year. And now it comes down to one series.
It really does. Now, it could be two series depending on how this series goes. But if you sweep the Braves, you win the division. You're in control of this situation.
Well,
and going into it with a game up. Hey, listen, you got DeGrom, Scherzer, and Bassett going. It's not crazy to think. And the Mets have beaten the Braves more than the Braves have beaten the Mets this year.
I know. Can we just take it one pitch, one inning, one game at a time?
What's wrong with saying if? If they, it's a fact. If they sweep, they win the division. So, okay. That happens. Let's go to Jerry in New Jersey. What's going on, Jerry?
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
That tweet you just read in tribute to Coolio was actually Virgil, who was the manager of the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Wow. From the old WWF back in the day, before the WWE. That's crazy.
Seriously, when worlds collide. And one other point, specific to the Jets.
Yeah.
Can we finally get an offensive coordinator who has the makings of a varsity offensive coordinator? He has no idea how to change tempo, call a screen, a draw, maybe even get Flacco or now Wilson on the move, because these tackles, as you said earlier, are the equivalent of a traffic cone.
Yeah, Jerry, I mean, the Jet fan is begging Mike LaFleur for some meat sauce at this point. They want to see something. They want to see something a little bit better than what they're watching. Yeah, I mean, this comes down to, I need to see Zach Wilson. And the worst part about the anticipation, if this makes any sense, about Zach Wilson playing is I got nothing to go on that he's going to step in and be good. I got no, like, if I'm here presenting the case, like someone says to me, you got to present the case that Zach Wilson's going to play well in this game.
It's incomplete.
I got no evidence.
Yeah, there's nothing.
I got circumstantial evidence. I got no DNA.
What you got is you got a guy put on some weight in the offseason.
Banged his mom's friend.
Yeah, whatever. That's a very important thing.
Yeah, that's what you got.
Yeah, okay.
Guy with a little more confidence. That's what you got. And training camp looked good. That's what you have.
Let's hope he brings the confidence to the field and he, you know, kind of gets this whole thing kind of sparked and jump-started.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And maybe the players will react and they'll be excited for him and then it will reflect in their play, too. That's what we have to hope for, because we come in here on Monday morning, he throws three interceptions, and they lose like 27-12.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can't even think about it. I don't even want to think about it.
We might be thinking about it. We might be talking about it.
I want to be thinking about this being a weekend like last weekend.
Yeah. Yep.
Or 2 weekends ago. Was it 2 weekends ago now? I guess it was 2 weekends ago.
It's 2 weekends ago.
That weekend was a great weekend.
It was the winner's weekend.
There was a winner's weekend, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.